Blog Talk Radio.
The True Israelites, with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Israelites, with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name.
Hallelujah.
Power of his might. Put on the whole armor.
And now, Voices of the True Israelites with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Israelites with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name.
Hallelujah.
Israelites with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name.
Hallelujah.
Power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God.
Voices of the True Israelites with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Israelites with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
With your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God. Set the
And now, Voices of the True Israelites with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Well, I thought it was live. Yahuwah's Radio, top part of the Sabbath day. We are live, top part of the Sabbath day, and Yahuwah be with you all. I'll be your host for the top part of the Sabbath day by name Seer Israel of C. Royal. If it's a live broadcast, top part of the Sabbath day, all the campuses, it's ready to go, we ready to go. You know, it's 700,000 plus on the international side, ready to go. So we live. So what we're going to do, we're going to get a few verses in. I'm going to turn it over to our elder, and we're going to sit back. Luke chapter 12, verse 12, saying, and sister S, make sure you take all these notes down for we'll not get past you. I got to check these verses out. I'm going to check these verses on my convenience. Sister S, all right. So now, Mother D of Israel, take a look at Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Let's see what we can get going on here. Luke 12, verse 12, and let's see what's going on. And Brother Kai, if you get a chance, get over here on the call, so you know, log in. Yeah. All right. We live broadcast. So we open up top part of the Sabbath day in Luke chapter 12, verse 12. And what that say, Mother dear Israel? What that say that we can read?
Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Mm-hmm. Read. For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
So we always want to bring in who?
Righteous spirit.
Mm-hmm. The righteous spirit will teach you in that very same hour what you ought to say. That's what we all want to bring in. Every time you do a lesson, you want to be present with your lessons, the righteous spirit. I want my righteous spirit to be present in all of what we do, the righteous spirit present. That's what we want. All right, good enough. So we want the righteous spirit present. Now we want to go back to a verse. We're going to go back to Exodus chapter 3, Moses of Israel. We're going back to Exodus chapter 3. And we're going to look at some things on the way of looking at a few things. It's the top part of Sabbath day. And one thing about it, we know one thing, we have to lay in some good groundwork. We're going back to Exodus chapter 3. Mother dear of Israel. We'll pick up at verse number. Pick up at verse number 3. Exodus chapter 3, verse 3.
Exodus chapter 3, verse 3 reads.
Uh-huh.
And Moses said.
And Moses said. And who talking?
Moses.
Okay, what did Moses say?
I will now turn aside and see this great sign why the bush is not burned.
He said, Moses said, look, I got to go find out what, I got to see this great sign. I see a bush over there burning. I want to know how the bush is burning, you know, so I got to check this out. I see a bush over there on fire, but it's not consumed. So I'm going to check this thing out. So a lot of times we got to check things out when we don't know what's going on. And case in point, Mother. Hey, Mother E, let's get a case in point on checking things out. Let's go to Acts chapter 17, verse 10 and 11. Let's find out how we check things out. Acts 17, 10 and 11. We're going to check things out. How do you check things out that we can read? Acts 17, verse 10 and 11. All right. So that's, make sure some of BC is look at that verse real good and once you see that he got it, say hallelujah. I want to hear hallelujah that you got it.
He got it.
All right. Yeah. Hallelujah. Well, so say it. All right. Hallelujah. Well, now go ahead.
And 11, verse 10. And the brethren immediately sent away Paul and Silas by night unto the rock, who coming hither went into the temple of God. Verse 11. These were more noble than those in Thessalonica, and that they received the word with all readiness of mind. And such the scripture gave them, whether those things were so.
So, what did you give up?
Such the scripture.
And that's the thing that we got to do. If you don't know what this man is doing today, we got to do what again? What kind of way?
David.
To see what? That's what we got to do. That's what he leaves us to do. Search the scriptures daily to see whatever said. That's how we find out. By searching the scriptures daily to see if whatever has been said is up. You got that book there? See how we roll? We want you to write everything down and check this thing out and see if it's so. And see if everything's so, what's going on. I want to be clear that it's so. But we got to search the scripture daily. That's one thing about it. We have to do everything up daily. We got to search the scripture daily. To see whatever said that we can read. And that's the game changer. Search the scripture daily to see if it sucks. All right, now what were we reading? Okay, come on back and read some more of that.
Exodus 3, I read verse 3.
What did you read then?
Exodus chapter 3, verse 4. And when Yahweh saw that he turned aside to see, Yahweh called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, here am I.
Okay. All right. But what happened again? What happened again? When Yahweh saw what? When Yahweh saw what?
That he turned aside to see.
Uh-huh.
Yahweh called.
So Yahweh waited until he got Moses' attention. See, you first got to get a brother to the attention. So he said, he just waited till Moses looked at this thing real carefully. Then, see, if you're all over the place, he ain't got nothing to say to you. If you're all over the place, he can wait until he got your divine attention. Then once he got Moses a fine attention, what happened next?
Okay. Yahweh called unto him out of the midst of
so the bush. So Yahweh called after him after what?
Yeah.
After, but now you just repeat what I'm saying. What did he see? What did he see? What did Moses, what did Almighty looking at Moses and waiting on Moses to do?
He turned aside to see.
What? What more? Turned aside to see what? A little bit louder, Mother E. The bush that was burned. So Moses started focusing in on that bush, right? So when Moses started focusing in on that bush, and so he knew Moses' attention was on why this bush is not burning up. So now once he did that, what did Yahweh do?
Call unto him out of the midst of the bush and said,
what did he say?
Moses.
Moses.
Moses. And he said, here am I.
Now Moses said, here am I. That means right now, Moses on the same page as Yahweh. The attention span is now about this business. The attention span is about this business. Here am I. So when you're ready to do some Yahweh's business, you got to have some here am I. Yeah? So now He said, Moses. And Moses turned around and said, here am I. That's big talk right there, but we take it at another time. Here am I. That means Moses saying, you got my attention. Here am I. Keep reading.
Verse 5. And he said, draw not nigh hither. Put off your shoes.
Yeah.
From off your feet.
You need to take your shoes off your feet. Why?
For the place whereon you standing is righteous ground.
It's righteous ground. That means when you're in the presence, when you're in the presence of dignitaries, ones that are anointed to take care of Yahweh's business, you're in the presence of righteous ground. See, that's the part he's letting you know. When the ones that he anoints and you're in the presence of them, your whole demeanor is supposed to change. So right now, you're on righteous ground. If you got an angel down there, and an angel down there right now is talking to Moses. But he's in the presence of righteous ground because the angel is there. And the same thing we're going to learn in time to come, when we present among any of these camps of people, they on righteous ground because we are present. And we'll learn, you learn more about that as time unfolds, that that is the him gave to you once you know who you really are. Go ahead and read.
Verse 6. Moreover, he said, I am Yahweh of your father.
I am Yahweh. Now, what did he do right away? He introduced himself. He said, Moses, let me tell you who I am. I'm the Yahweh of your father.
Yahweh of Abraham.
So who is Moses' father? B.C. We just heard one name mentioned.
Yahweh.
Yahweh who? Yeah, right. But you say it like you stuck. You gotta bring it out. See, we're gonna make sure you know. I'm the Yahweh of Abraham. You're telling Moses. Listen, Moses. I'm the Yahweh of Abraham. Now, Moses knows between him and Abraham that's 500 years. He said, I'm the Yahweh of Abraham. Go ahead.
Yahweh of Isaac.
He said, not only that, I'm the Yahweh of Isaac.
And Yahweh of Israel.
And I'm the Yahweh of Israel. So he introduced himself. He said, I am the Yahweh of the world. When you read about Abraham's story, I was there. When you read a story about Isaac, I was there. When you read a story about Israel, his name was Jacob changed to Israel, I was there. So now, Moses, now you understand who I am, Moses. Because we can't get nowhere, Moses, you understand who I am. I'm the Yahweh of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, whose name is changed of Israel. That's the first thing we got to know, who is our father. This is bloodline talk. I'm the Yahweh of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, whose name is changed of Israel. Has he got that up there? Is he talking good? So far, he talking good to Moses, right? What did he say next?
And Moses hid his face.
And Moses hid his, when he heard that talk, Moses hid his face.
For he was afraid.
He was afraid.
To look upon Yahweh.
He was afraid to look upon Yahweh. Why so? Why so? Let me show you why he was afraid. Let me show you what Moses knew. We're going to Deuteronomy 32. We're going to Deuteronomy 32. Let's find out what did Moses know. Let's find out what Moses knew. See, this book right here got so much information. We're going to find out, Mother E, this book got so much information. Why was he afraid? Let's see what we can read. And Deuteronomy 31. Let's see what we can read. Let's see what I want. I want a statement out of that. I want me a statement out of that in Deuteronomy 9. I need me a statement out of that. What I want. No, make it exit. Sorry about that. Exit. Make it exit. Sorry about that, Sister S. I want a statement in Exodus. Why was Moses afraid when he heard what he heard? We go and read in Exodus 33. Mother, we're looking at Exodus 33, and we want to know why he was afraid. And we're going to pick up at verse number 17. Yes, ma'am. We go on to Exodus 33, verse 17. Why was Moses afraid? Yeah.
Back part.
So you see, that's why Moses afraid. See? Moses seen his back part, but that's to give an idea why Moses was afraid. Now come on back to verse 3 again. See, Moses knew this history. When he introduced himself to it, he knew this history. You cannot see my face, Moses, not in live. Come on back, Mother dear, of Israel. So we have to precept that to make sure we draw the picture on what we're talking about. We draw the picture. Is you working with me so far, Brother B.C.?
Yeah, I see what
you're saying. So telling Moses, the Israelite, tribe of Levite. You can't see my face, Moses, the Levite, the tribe of Levite, the children of Israel. You can't see my face, Moses, not in the live. Come on back, Mother, D.F. Israel.
Yes. Exodus chapter 3, verse 7.
What?
And Yahweh said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people.
He said, now, I've seen the affliction of my people. Now, so far, I've seen the affliction. So Yahweh got a people. Who is Yahweh's people? Oh, Brother B.C., he said, I've seen the affliction of my people. Now, you see, but you saying, you talking like a question. No, you got to boldly bring this out. See, the world got to know this. The almighty peoples is who?
Children of Israel.
Now, let's precept that is to find out if that's true. So now, when you say that, you got to have a precept. You say his people are the children of Israel. Now, let's precept that to Amos chapter 3, 1 and 2, that Moses. We're going to precept that to make sure. Because, see, when we lease out on this world, we got to talk boldly and be able to bag everything up. That's why Sister Esther, look, I'm writing everything down. Listen, I'm writing this stuff down. I'm hearing something, too. 3:1-2 of Amos. And when you're there, Sister Ed, you tell me when BC there, you say, hallelujah, what? And we're going to take off reading. But you keep an eye on old Brother BC over there. Make sure he's there first, peeping at it. Then you tell me, hallelujah, what? 3:1-2. And we're going to take off until Sister Ed tells. With a loud voice saying, hallelujah, Yahweh. That means Brother B.C. got it. What's that? Hallelujah, Yahweh. Excellent. All right, now take out Sister Mother Z. Amos 3, 1 and 2.
Amos chapter 3, verse 1 and 2.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Against the whole family which I brought up from the land of Egypt, saying
what?
Verse 2, you only have I known of all the family of the earth. Therefore I will punish you for all your sins.
You see that? So now, so Yahweh got a people, and out of all the peoples on the planet Earth, it's 18 nations. What did he just say, B.C.? What did he tell Amos to remind the children of Israel? What did he remind them what? Remind them what? Remind them what?
Children of Israel against the
wrong time.
I bought you. He reminded them that he bought them up from the land of Egypt.
Yes, and what else do you remind them of? Take your time. Look at it. We ain't no hurry.
You only have, I know of all the families of the earth. Therefore, I will punish you for all your iniquity.
Okay, all your sins. Now what did Amos rehearse? What is he saying in verse 2? Out of all the peoples on the planet Earth, who was the only people that the Almighty have did with according to a nation? According to verse 2. And I don't want you talking about give yeah, this way. You try to bring the brother up. You know, I'm going to be selfish over there. We're going to bring this brother up. So now we clear the only one he known out of all the families of the earth. And sister, S is 18 nations. The only peoples of the earth he deal with is who? According to that verse. Amos 3, 1 and 2 is who? But you saying like a question. You ain't got no fire in that conversation at all. I hope you don't say that bad. You see a bus coming down the road, Kevin. Hey, see a bus coming down the road. I hope you don't say it like that. You see that? So you see how we got to respond, that we got to make sure we line the book up the way it is. And now, Brother Micah, what it tells us in Malachi 3, verse 6. And remember one thing, Sister S, every time you catch up with 3, verse 6, I want to hear from you. Hallelujah. Well, and we know one thing, we're going to take off. We know you wrote it down, and Brother B.S., B.C., he got it. So you keep an eye on him real carefully over there. And I want to hear from you before the reading starts.
Hallelujah,
Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Go ahead, young man.
To the book of Malachi, chapter 3. We're going to pick it up at verse number 6.
Yes.
The book of Malachi, chapter 3, verse 6, reads.
What do you read?
For I am the Yahweh.
I'm the Yahweh.
I change not. Therefore, you sons of Israel are not consumed.
So he don't change. So what people did he pick back there in the Bible to be his people? Brother B.C.
Israel.
The who?
Children of Israel.
The children of Israel. And he just told Malachi, tell them that hear my word today, and he do what? That he do what?
He changed not.
He don't change not. So if you deal with Israel then, who are you dealing with right now?
The
what?
Israel.
He dealing with who? No, he dealing with the children of Israel. So he don't change. So you don't know what he doing today, look back at yesterday. He said, I don't change. If I deal with the children of Israel then, I'm dealing with the children of Israel now. When they get it, then I'm going to make a move. But you know they ain't got it. So when we go anywhere and the Bible open up, according to the Bible, who is Yahweh dealing with today according to what we just got through learning? I ain't hearing nothing bold coming out at all.
Children of Israel.
The children of Israel. So he's dealing with them then, he's dealing with them now. Because you don't change. Well, the children of Israel recognize who they are, captivity is over. Then I deal with them then, I'm going to deal with them now. And all the way I stop dealing with them, Brother Micaiah, and Sister S, look at it real carefully. We're going to 31st chapter of the book of Jeremiah. I'm going to get two more in. Elder got an idea of what's going on. You take them now. We're going to Jeremiah. Because one thing about it, the world knows that this thing going to be active. He using the other guys to open the door. Now we going to take it from there. Door's open now. Now we're going to look at the 31st chapter. Sister S. And when B.C. is there, we're looking at 31, 35 through 37 of Jeremiah. I want to hear your voice. That's one thing there because you wrote it down. And you wait on him to find it. So then you be able to sit him down and say, look here. Now you see how you was stumbling and bumbling around that book. So you know you got tight up on your back for it now. Hallelujah. All right now. All right, Sister S. Hallelujah. 35 to 37. Come on.
Okay, we're going over to the book of Jeremiah. Chapter 31, we're going to read 35 to 37.
Listen good.
ordinances of the moon and of the stars for a light by night, which divided the sea. When the waves thereof roar, the Yahuwah host is his name.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 36. If those ordinances depart from before me, says Yahuwah, then the seed of Israel also shall cease from being a nation before me.
Did y'all hear that? You hear what he said? He said, all that's got to happen for Israel not be my people and not a stone in the toilet. You got to first, you got to first see 35 out the way. Now, once you see 35 out the way, then you know Israel in the toilet. Y'all understand that? He said, I picked one people called children of Israel, and on the way, they not going to be taking care of my business. All that's got to happen. So I don't care how much they manipulate the children of Israel today. Yahuwah still dealing with you, but he got to wake you up. Do you understand who you are?
Absolutely.
You got to know who your Yahuwah is. Once you know who your Yahuwah is, you know who you are, you know the blessings in the name of Israel, then Yahuwah going to deal with you as days of old. Look at it saying verse 37.
In the book of Jeremiah, chapter 31, verse 37, read. Thus says Yahuwah, if heaven above can be measured.
Now, if anybody on earth, the dukes, the chief men of the sinners of Esau, if they can measure what's in that third heaven way up there.
And the foundations of the earth search out beneath.
If they can measure how much ground it is anywhere, they can measure the ground. Go ahead.
I will also cast off all the seed.
All the bloodline. Seed is bloodline. Bloodline. Bloodline, brother. BC. Bloodline.
Of Israel.
Of Israel. Israel is a bloodline, not a religion.
For all that they have done, says Yahweh.
I mean, I know you've been low down, Israel, but all you have done, I'm not changing. I'm just going to keep whooping you until you get right. But I ain't changing going to no other people but Israel. As long as the seed of Israel is around, I'm with you. Children of the seed of Israel, once they wake up and understand their position in me, is the lead in this book. Now go to the 33rd chapter and pick up verse 23 on to verse 26. Brother Micaiah, and when Sister S got it all down pat, and you watching old Brother BC got it there, and you wrote it down, I want to hear loud, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right, hallelujah. Take off there. 33, pick up verse 23 on to verse 26. I was going to get a precept on who just got through reading.
Okay,
I want to paint the picture.
We read the book of Jeremiah, chapter 33, verse 23 down to verse 26.
Listen good.
Verse 23 read.
Listen good.
Moreover, the word of Yahuwah came to Jeremiah the seer, saying, verse 24, consider you not what this people have spoken, saying, the two families which the Yahuwah have chosen, he has even cast them off.
You see the people saying? They saying that two families, you know, that's children of Israel, children of Judah, all 12 tribes. He said, you know, people talking today, they've been cast away. They call them Christians, Islamic, Egyptian, everything. You see what they're talking about today? Go ahead.
Thus they have despised my people.
They despise my people, the children of Israel, the Israelites.
Yahuwah. They should be no more a nation before me.
Everybody despised. Got you apologizing for being yourself. Got you out there apologizing for being who he made you. That is apologizing now. Apologizing. Go ahead.
Verse 25.
What?
Thus says Yahuwah.
What did Yahuwah say?
If my covenant be not with day and night.
If dude, we got a covenant with day and night, you lay down at night, and you know soon or later, when you wake up, it's going to be what? It'll be a day. It's going to be a day. If you lay down in the daytime long enough, it's going to be night. That covenant still in existence today, ain't it? He said, now, if that covenant be broken, go ahead.
And if I have not appointed the laws of heaven and earth, verse 26.
That means all the laws in heaven, the stars don't bump into the moon don't, no, ain't nobody in order up there. If the moon come out when the, but now the moon working now. Sun say, look here, I go down the road a piece. what you got to do. Then I come back and take your place. And nobody bumping against nobody. Everything Yahweh got is in order. So we got to get in order.
That's right.
You don't see no clouds bumping into the stars. Everything is in order. Yahweh said, "Well, you don't get in order, children of Israel, the Israelites." Go ahead.
Verse 26. Then will I cast away the seed of Israel and David my servant, so that I will not take any of his seed to be rulers over the seed of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel.
He always keep telling you who your father is. So who is your father, BC? Who is your father according to the Bible? When they ask you, who is your father, what you supposed to say according to the Bible, Brother BC? No, boy, I hope a truck ain't nowhere around here, and I'm walking with you, and the truck coming, I don't see it. Is
Jesus,
huh? No, I hope that you is not around to tell me a truck coming down the road.
David, okay, the service so that I will take any of his seed to be ruled over the seed of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel.
I ask the question. Who is your forefather with a loud voice? And they ask you today, who is your father? According to the Bible, now, I don't want no question.
Abraham, Isaac, Israel.
Well, hey, so let's work with him a little bit so he can get more bold with it. And we'll let him pass on it. But that is your father, Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. I know who my father is. My fathers of the Bible, Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. See, now I'm bold at telling you who I am. I know who I am. My fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. Everybody in the Bible reminds the children of Israel who your father is.
Right.
Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. Mm-hmm. Come on back, mother. Come on back into that Exodus again now. This is why I depart and turn over to the elder. Come on back to that verse number. Wait, we should leave up on? A little bit louder. First seven. Okay. We're in Exodus 3, verse 7. Come on back.
Chapter 3, verse 7.
Because I know Brother BC got a mark in it. He just turned right on back over to it, didn't he? Did he do that? Oh, Sister F. Is that what he did? He didn't do that? Make sure he got the mark there. Young man, make sure he got the mark so he can flip right back over. So we're going to show him how to navigate this Bible, how to work this thing. So we're in 3 verse 7. Now when he looking at a real good sister, you say, hallelujah, what?
Hallelujah,
what? Let's go.
Exodus 8,
hey,
God, what said, I have surely sent the affliction of my people.
Stop it there. Who's his people? Brother BC, who is Yahweh's people?
The
Israelites. The children of Israel, the Israelites. That's who his people is. You might be driving down the road. Who is his people? Children of Israel, the Israelites. The children of Israel, the Israelites. You know how you go to the gym, get your reps in? Say, what you doing, Brother BC? Oh, Mr. Jim, get my reps in. Well, get some reps in on this book. Get them reps in right there. Who is his people? The children of Israel, the Israelites. That's the rest to get your salvation with him. Go ahead.
Which are in Egypt.
Which are in Egypt. And Egypt to you is slavery and bondage and captivity. Go ahead.
And have their cry by reason of their
judgment. And I heard their cry. I've been waiting on you, Moses. I heard their cry. I'm listening to their cry. Oh, Yahweh. Oh, whoever this man is in there, would you help me?
Mm-hmm.
See? I'm listening to him. Mm-hmm. But they ain't got the name right. I've been listening to them. You know, they've been waiting on the deliver there. They all over the place. Go ahead.
For I know their sorrow.
If I know their sorrow.
Verse 8.
Right.
And I am come down to deliver them.
He said, I have come down, Moses, to deliver the children of Israel, the Israelites. I came down, Moses, to deliver the children of Israel, the Israelites.
Out of the land of the hand of the Egyptians.
Out of the hand of the Egyptians, sons of Ham. I have come down. I heard you cry already. But ain't nobody calling on me. You ain't talking right. But Moses, I got your attention. So you is doing all right so far, Moses. Go ahead and read.
And to bring them up out of that land.
And I'm going to bring them out of that land, bondage, slavery, oppression. Go ahead.
To a good land.
And I'm going to take you to a good land.
And it's, a large.
And a what?
And large unto a land flowing with milk.
So I'm going to take you to a land that's flowing with milk and honey. I ain't going to get on none of that. I'm going to keep it moving. But see, that's something you're supposed to write down. Your land that your forefathers and mother were taken to. What kind of land again? About to be B.C.? Or what?
A land, a large land.
Uh-huh.
A land flowing with milk and honey.
You see that? That means everything. A lot of understanding up there, and all the stuff you need to work with was that land that you from. Go ahead.
Unto the place of the Canaanites.
And who in that land right now is the Canaanites? He said, who got the land that I'm going to send you to? The Canaanites got that. Now, the Canaanites in 10 verse 6, we're not going to read, is the sons of called the African-American people. That's the sons of Ham. That's what a Canaanite is. So you're not Canaanite, and you're not African-American. So that's not you. You're the children of Israel, the Israelite from Shem, not from Ham. Go ahead.
And the Hittites.
Go ahead.
And the Amorites.
The Amorites.
And the
Perizzites. That means all Canaan's sons took over your land. They already in your land, just skinning and gritting in your land. Go ahead. They over there in your land.
And the Jebusites.
The Jebusites is in your land.
Verse 9.
Go ahead.
Now, therefore.
Now let me say it. Now, therefore.
Behold, the cry of the children of Israel
is
come unto me.
He said, a cry came up. The cry came up to me about children of Israel.
And I have also seen the oppression. Where will the Egyptian oppress?
I've been watching all the time. I'm watching y'all now. How they kicking y'all in the rain. I'm watching you right now. I see. I'm watching y'all right now. I get the report. They kicking them in the rain right now. He said, what they doing about it? He said, well, a lot of them, they own the gym room pumping iron. Well, what about pumping my word? Oh, okay. If they pump my word more than pump that iron, then we own something, right? Yeah. My word gonna stand. Go ahead.
Verse 10.
What?
Come now, therefore, and I will send you unto Pharaoh.
Oh! Look what he's saying to Moses. Come, Moses. I'm gonna send you to Pharaoh. Now, Moses, 80 years old. Now, imagine a man 80 years old. I'm going to send you 80 years old to go eyeball to eyeball with Pharaoh. Go ahead.
That you may bring forth my people.
He said, you're going to do it, Moses. You're going to bring forth my people out. Go ahead.
The children of Israel out of Egypt.
You're going to do it, Moses. You're going to now. What's the precept of that? I got to get a precept of Moses. Hey, Moses. I got to get a precept here. Write it down, Sister F. See, we already know how it's going to happen. We're going to Hosea. We're going to Hosea chapter 12. I got to get a precept out of that. Because we got to paint that picture. Because if you don't know how it's going to happen today, you look at it happening how it happened yesterday.
Yes,
we're going to see how this is going to happen. So we can be clear. Hey, Sister F, we're going to be clear. Because we're going to read how it happened then. Because one of the fears. He reported on how it happened. He reported on how it happened in the book of, he reported this thing. And what did he say we can read in the book of Hosea? What did he report in verse 13, 12, 13, 8, 8, 12, 13, Brother McCoy, give me that verse. Well, make sure Sister S going to give me a hallelujah on Brother B.C. 12:13 of Hosea. Y'all got to turn that big old 18-wheeler over there now. Y'all got to turn it, see. We can all be looking at this thing to go. This is how it can happen. Now, Seer, he going to rehearse the righteous act on this thing in 12:13. And we wait on Sister S to say hallelujah, then we know one thing. That Brother B.C. is getting these reps in it and with this book open. Now you get some real spiritual reps now. It's called spiritual reps.
Chapter 12, right?
Verse 13. And I'm waiting on Sister S to say, hallelujah, why? Then I know you got it. And Brother Makai going to take off, too.
Hallelujah,
why? Hallelujah,
why? In the book of Hosea, chapter 12, we want verse number 13.
Listen good.
The book of Hosea, this here, chapter 12, verse 13, read.
Listen good.
And by a seer, Yahweh brought Israel out of Egypt.
Now, by how many seers?
By a seer.
A seer. Go ahead.
Yahweh brought Israel out of Egypt.
And
by a seer was he preserved.
So you see how this thing going to work? So that's how it's going to work. Verse 10.
Verse 10, the book of Hosea, chapter 12, verse 10 reads, I have also spoken by the seers, and I have multiplied visions and used similitudes by the ministry of the seers.
So who got the ministry?
The seers.
You see that? See, that who got the ministry. So there it is right there. And his job is go get the elders together. And the middle is ready to take care of his business and get to the fathers and mothers and sisters. That's the game changer. That's how it's going to work. And that's how it worked then, and that's how it's going to work now. Come on back, Mother.
Okay. And Moses said,
what?
Unto Yahweh.
What did he say?
Who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh?
Okay, yeah, that's a good question. I'm 80 years old. Who am I? Who am I? Because we know B.C. already got a mob in there. He'll flip back there with no problem. He already got the mob there already. His reps is already ready. He's right there. And he ready to death. And he got it all ready to death. Hallelujah. All right. Go ahead.
And that I
should
bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt.
He said, who am I? I'm 80 years old. The average 80-year-old man, I'm on here nothing. But what can I give me something to drink and eat and go back to sleep? Go ahead.
Verse 12.
What?
And he said, certainly, I will be with you.
That's the game changer right there. Yahweh told him, look here. I will be with you. That's what we waiting to hear. Yahweh said, I'll be with you now. But y'all got to get in order yet. I will be with you. That's how this thing going to happen. When Yahweh be with us. We working on it. Go ahead.
And this shall be a token unto you.
And this will be a token unto you.
That I have sent you.
That I have sent you, Moses.
When thou hast brought forth the children, brought forth the people.
Brought forth the people.
Out of Egypt.
Out of Egypt.
You shall serve Yahweh.
And then when you bring them out of Egypt, who you gonna serve?
Yahweh.
You're gonna serve Yahweh. How many letters is that?
Four letters.
Y-H-W-H. That's the game changer right there. Where are you gonna serve the four letters? Y-H-W-H. Go ahead.
Upon this
government. The land of Canaan will take you there. All you gotta do when you get there, serve me. Serve me. We're gonna bring our elder in. On the internet to tell you who bring the broadcast and bring the other elder in and one in the class and take it from there. Mr. Tibbs, y'all quite beat you that scene right here. Mr. Tibbs, y'all quite beat the scene right here.
And y'all quite bless you, serious though, to see well. Hallelujah. Y'all quite.
Hallelujah, y'all quite there. One thing about it, the box tail has been listed. We'll lay a little foundation, but they don't know who bring this broadcast. So how about you letting this national audience know exactly who's running the broadcast, and they're going to turn on to our other elder in class, and we're going to run back and take out some notes. So you on the clock, elder. Mr. Tibbs, come on.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. And I always say, it is a great pleasure to be among a cast of hundreds of thousands of listeners that came to hear the words of Yahweh. Because there's many people out here to lead you in a way, sometimes of what they call righteous. But these are dark times of bad teaching, Christianity, and loud bump the gums for righteous learning. This is why we're here and welcome you and thank all of you for attending another live broadcast of Yahweh's ministry. We come to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible and first and foremost about Yahweh's word. Many people often ask, how can you guys get this much out of one book? Well, very simple. It comes from connecting the books, learning how to do your Bible precepts, well, Yahweh's word. Your health, foods that you should eat and keeping the Sabbath days. And we do all this because you have not. This is information that you came to seek and have to look no further because those answers now are given in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yahweh. We're open unto you for this learning from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. in the days of Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, having no class on Tuesday, but we do have a Sabbath class. Now, for most of you that know, the top part of the Sabbath is Friday. We have a class that starts at 7:30 to 10:30, and that's today. The bottom part of Sabbath is tomorrow. We have a temple class that starts at 12 p.m., and our online class that starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address to use this on any search engine and at tribeyada.com. And after clicking it, just under this big line, you will see some choices. One would be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. Any other device, you might see menu, but still after clicking this, you'll still see choices. And doing so, remember what it says in the Book of Psalms. That's those of you that take notes. In the Book of Psalms, of chapter 96, verse 7 and verse number 8, 7 says, give unto Yahweh, your kindred to the people. Give unto the Yahweh glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahweh the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone that when you're doing this, to remember that Yahweh loves the cheerful giver. And also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give according to the Bible scriptures that are mentioned in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30. And once again, mentioning the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahweh, alive. Also for building a school, which I see is very well needed with the bad teaching and misunderstandings that's going around today. A banquet hall and radio station with land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Also while there, another good thing, check our calendar. The calendar will help keep you, your family, and friends, and that includes myself, in tune with the Bible feast days that come to us throughout the year. We also have a live program, and this is a feature that's available during the live broadcast time. To get there on any search line, enter three words, Yahweh Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahweh. Click the red live button as soon as it appears. You'll be right into our live online broadcast. We even have two email addresses. The first is tribeyada@gmail.com. The other is yadaisrael@gmail.com. These are to write your written opinions and questions of a biblical subject answer or related topics. We even have a few numbers you can call with Yahweh in mind. The first is our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This would be our international number where you can call and leave a message on those scriptures you may have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six anointed camps of Yahweh's ministry. But also in saying that, do not call this number trying to teach. I'll have to remind you, you will only hear a discouraging dial tone. Remember what it says in the book of Sirach, chapter 6, verse 6, we have peace with many, but nevertheless, but have one counselor over 1,000. Also, by calling this number, you can order what our members know as the 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD. Just make sure we get the correct name and the correct address, and you will receive it promptly. On another note, we might ask, please do not contact us here, but by email, phone, or text before broadcast or afterwards. As you might imagine, he's pretty busy with the WCC, the New York station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man, and answering many memos, even now, in addition to that, the Latter-day Saints. So please use that international line of 224-600-5579. And if the question is legit, you will receive a call back, unless you call Trying to Teach. As a reminder, you will only hear the discouraging dial tone. Now, if you've happened to miss the beginning of our program, you can catch the entire show today after 10:30 p.m. Now, for those of you who are listening to our normal broadcast, we're also simultaneously transmitting on Paltalk, being listed under ethnic group, African American. Look for Voices of the Trizolites, Tribal Job Dot. And you'll find this is where Yahuwah's Word is also working for your Bible education. Online there to answer those on-the-table topics discussed during our broadcast will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with the Seer Israel riding his shotgun. During this time, we'll be taking no comments off topic or any more than two text questions answered at a time. And you'll find the broadcast answer before teaching time. Our teaching will continue on Pal Talk. So we can continue with our teaching, which has been going pretty good thus far. We will turn our program back over to our Seer Israel, and I would say take notes. Hallelujah. Yahuwah.
All right, Elder. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. It's on your part, Elder. So what we're going to do is we're going to turn over to the lead teacher out of Camp 1, Elder Yahuwah. So when you meet the Elder from the loud voice, you say, Elder Yahuwah Israel, tribe of Yahuwah Judah. Yahuwah be to that seed right.
That boy bless you, see Israel, the seed royal. Hallelujah,
Yahuwah. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
All right, we're in the north of the top part of Yahuwah's Sabbath day. Yahuwah is doing and it is marvelous in our eyes. So we're going to get a few in and then we're going to bring that young lion in to do what he do. And he's going to take it all the way. We're going to look at the Luke chapter 12, verse 12, Mother. He give me a few in and then I'm going to bring that young lion all in. Luke 12, verse 12. Let's see what we can work up. What's the Luke chapter 12? That's right. For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say. Yeah, if we don't teach you what, we believe that. And in that very same hour, the righteous minister spirit, or what they say, the Holy Ghost, right?
Yeah.
He will teach you and bring, I didn't read that again, Mother. You know, I'll twist it up over here.
Look at Luke chapter 12, verse 12.
Yes, ma'am.
For the righteous spirit
shall
teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
So we have still teaching you why we believe that in that very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you what you ought to say. We know that the world refers to this as a Holy Ghost. But let's see if we can define what is this righteous spirit. Why do we use that terminology? We need to know why we do what we do and say what we say, right? Can't be playing the guessing game. Time out for trying to guess this thing. Every time we guess, we will get who's in a world of trouble. Well,
you hear that, sir?
You hear that, sir? Yes. So we need to be able to lay, you know, my phrase, I need to lay my eyes on it. That's my phrase. Let's look at the book of Hebrew. The word Hebrew. The book of Israelites. Mother of Israel, Theroy. Book of Israelites. What they call Hebrews. Chapter 1. Let's pick at 7 and 14. Let's look at this minister spirit, or what the world knows as the Holy Ghost, right? We want to see what it's all about, Mother Lee. What is this Holy Ghost?
Israel see you right.
All right, I'm just asking. Let me know when BC is there. I need a hallelujah for with you now. Make sure you keep it right there. Now, make BC there. All right, good enough. Hallelujah for.
Hallelujah.
All right.
Yes, ma'am.
Hebrew. The green way you see it, I'm out. The green way we see it.
Chapter 1, verse 7. And of the angel, he said. Of the angel, he said what? Who maketh his angel spirit? So another word for these angels is spirit, right?
Right.
So angel and spirit is an interchangeable word. Please.
And his ministers a flame of fire.
Verse 14. Mm-hmm.
Are they not all ministering spirit?
So they are ministering spirit. And what's their occupation? What is their job description, mother?
Sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation.
So they sent forth to minister to those that are heirs, right?
Mm-hmm.
Of salvation. Mm-hmm. You mean, that's a very big word. Heirs, what does it take to be an heir? Because I want some salvation, don't you?
Hallelujah.
So what do it take to be an heir of salvation, Brother B.C. Israel?
The root.
We're going to read.
Remember, the book of the Bible.
Stretch in the book of Genesis. We want to see what the book says it takes to be an heir. Stretch in Genesis chapter 15. And let's start with going to the root. The root is Abraham, right? The book of Genesis 15, let's look at 1 through 4.
Where are we on now? Where are we?
Brother B.C. Israel.
Where?
You get there and just holler. Yahweh.
Genesis chapter 15, verse
1 through 4.
1 through 4. Genesis chapter 15, verse 1 through 4. After these things, the word of the Yahweh came unto Abram in a vision, saying, fear not, Abram, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward.
Come on with it.
And verse 2,
mm-hmm.
And Abram said, Yahweh, what will thy give me, seeing I go childless, and the steward of my house is this Eliezer, and the marker.
Verse number three,
and Abram said, behold, to me thou hast given no seed.
Hold that point there, brother. Now, Abraham specifically asked Yahweh for what he wanted, right?
Mm-hmm.
You ain't giving me no seed. Go ahead, yeah.
And lo, one born in my house is mine here.
He said, I ain't got but this guy that's born in my house that I can part my goods to, right? Verse number four,
and behold, the word of the Yahweh came unto him, saying, this shall not be thine here, but he that shall come forth out of thine own bowels shall be thine here.
So the one that come forth out of your bowels, Abraham, that's the one is your heir.
Lord,
so in order to be an heir, you got to come through the bloodline, right?
Hallelujah. Well,
let's go to the book of 2 Chronicles. Let me see chapter 9, if I'm not mistaken. A young lion from the tribe of Yahweh, Judah. Is that 2 Chronicles? No, that ain't the one I want. Let me see that First Chronicles right quick. I know it's 9, and I'm looking for it. Like that First Chronicles chapter 9. Now let's see how the heirs of Abraham are determined here. Young man from the tribe of Yahweh and Judah, Brother Micaiah Israel. Now when you get there, just say hallelujah, Yahweh.
We're almost there. All right. We want chapter 9.
Mm-hmm.
We want verse number 1.
Yes, sir.
We're going over to the book of First Chronicles. Let me know when you hear our brother BT is prayer. See you, bro. Yeah, hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
So you go get there. Give me hallelujah well when you're First Chronicles chapter 9.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. First Chronicles chapter 9, verse number 1, read. So all Israel.
So all Israel. And Israel consists of how many numbers? Who's gonna preach that? When you say all Israel, what are they talking about there?
Genesis chapter 12, verse 49.
Hallelujah.
Pick it up at verse 28.
All right, then.
Book of Genesis chapter 49, verse
28. Mm-hmm.
Let me get there. Book of Genesis chapter 49, verse 28 reads,
mm-hmm.
All these are the 12 tribes of Israel.
So Israel consists of 12 tribes. Let me see if I get it. About Yahweh's word, that's what we Negativity. Which one of the Timothy's I'm looking for? Negativity 2:15. Yes, sir. Negativity 2:15. On the DF Israel and Sea Royce. What we got to be able to do here, Mother? Negativity 2, verse number 15. We got Negativity 2:15. We got to be able to look at the scripture and do what to it, Mother? Look at Negativity. Chapter 2, verse number 15.
Second Timothy, chapter 2, verse 15.
Yes, ma'am.
Study to show yourself
approved
unto Yahweh.
Mm-hmm.
A workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth.
We got it rightly. Divide the word of truth. So we want to look at this Holy Ghost in this instance. Brother B. C. Israel C. Roy.
That's our job. We got to know
who labor among us.
How we know
through word of Yahweh. That's how we gonna know. That's how we gonna know through the word of Yahweh.
Yes, sir.
Can I pop verse 1 in there?
Yes, sir.
All right. The book of Genesis, chapter
are he whom your brother shall pray.
So you got that Judas, the fourth side of Israel, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's keep him out, young man, brother. I mean, yeah, brother B.C. Israel. Let's keep that young guy Judas, the fourth side of Jacob, whose name would change Israel. Let's keep that in mind quick. Let's see if we can get a snapshot of the fourth side of Israel.
That's right.
But to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 14. But the BC Israel is seen right.
Keep an eye on him, Sister. Keep an eye on him now.
Let's see if we can get a snapshot of this young guy Judah. The book of Jeremiah 14, verse number 2. But the BC Israel is seen right.
Hallelujah. What?
Hallelujah, Yahweh, Jeremiah chapter 14, verse number 2.
Mm-hmm.
Judah mourneth, and the gates therefore languish.
Mm-hmm.
They are blackened to the ground.
So Judah is a dark-skinned individual, right?
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
They are black. You know that word they call them, black. They are black to the ground. Now, why did he use that phrase? You know, that can throw some people off. Black to the ground. Let me write to the book of Proverbs. Mother Dia Israel. Proverbs chapter 8. I'm going to get ready to turn this over to the young line.
Hallelujah.
Let's run to Proverbs chapter 8. Why do you say black to the ground? Let's see if we can bring a little bit of understanding concerning the matter. Let's look at Proverbs chapter 8. And let's look at verse number 26. Proverbs chapter 8, verse number 26. Mother T.S. Israel is the right. Let's see if we can clear that up. Why did he use that phrase? Black to the ground. What are you trying to say, Mother T.S.? What are you trying to take us to, make us take a look at the book of Proverbs chapter 8, verse 26?
Proverbs chapter 8, verse 26.
Mm-hmm.
While as yet he has not made the earth,
mm-hmm.
nor the fields, nor the highest part of the dust of the world.
They say he made the highest part of the dust of the world, right? Let's see if we can take that a little bit further. Holy Genesis 2, verse 7. What was the highest part of the dust that he made, Mother? Genesis 2, verse 7.
That's right.
What is the highest part of the dust?
Bible study class. Top part is Sabbath day. This is Bible study class.
Genesis 2, verse 7. Mother, he is real. See, right.
We add on what you already know. We add a little bit more to what you already know. Bible study class.
Yes.
2, verse 7. What are you doing with that, Sister S? Can you hear? Give me a hallelujah, Yahweh, Sister S. You got it, Genesis 2, verse 7. Let me hear a hallelujah, Yahweh, Sister S.
One thing, it's amazing,
Mother
T.S., you'll be nothing in a minute.
That's right, hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah,
Yahweh. That's right, and that's how we get out James 5:20. If we can get somebody on their feet.
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Right, do anything. Look here, I come to take notes. I'm going to see what's going on around here. I'm a note taker.
Hallelujah.
Well, okay. Hallelujah.
Let's go to chapter 5. Give me verse number 11, then give me verse 10.
I like that.
We're going to read verse number 11, then we're going to read verse number 10, chapter 5. Book of Lamentations, chapter 5, read verse number 10.
Lamentations, chapter 5, verse number 11.
And then go back and read verse 10.
Our skin was black.
Now give me number 11 first. Verse 11.
They ravished the women in Zion and slaves in the cities of Judah.
Okay, so he's talking about Yadat Judah here. He said they ravaged the women in Yadat Judah and the maids in the cities of Yadat Judah. What they look like in verse 10?
Our skin was black like an oven because of the terrible famine.
So he said the skin of Yadat Judah was black like an oven. Over to you, back to you, Elder.
Hallelujah.
What? You hear that? You hear that? Yeah. So the Israelite skin, what color was that?
Brother Micaiah, Israel, see you roaring about sin. Hallelujah.
bring it in with some other DF Israel. You don't mind giving that Luke chapter 12, verse 12? We're going to put some things on the table. We want to get some facts on the table, get some biblical facts, get some historical facts on the table. We want to make sure it all came very, 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 very good. We get some good understanding. So, Mother DF Israel, I need some Luke chapter 12, verse 12 going on over here. Now, bring it on in, Mother DF.
Luke chapter 12, verse 12. For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
You know what? We at BOCCY, we believe that. We believe the righteous spirit teach you in the very same hour what you ought to say. Now, we want to just go over some things and get some basics down packed, but this is like one of the main basics we got to have down packed on our bill. We always come back down to this. So, Mother E, what did he say in Proverbs chapter 30, verse 4? We want to go to the book of Proverbs chapter 30, verse 4. And Sister S, make sure you get this down for BC Israel. Y'all go over this later on and see how these things true. I can do a few reading too.
We got plenty of paper now, honey.
Plenty of paper.
We got to put all on one sheet. We got plenty of paper.
Hallelujah. Wow.
I'm lucky for this.
Hallelujah. Wow. She said, you don't see, man. But you know what? We're going to see, what's going on in this book of Proverbs chapter 30. We want verse number 4. And when you get there, you're almost there, you keep going. You're right there. Verse number 4. Let's see what it says right there. Look at that real carefully too, BC. Make sure you follow this because he's about to say something here. Now, look, you got to read right there. This is what he's about to say too. Yeah. Let Mother Ethan to bring it right on now. What you got going on over there, Mother Ethan?
Proverbs chapter 30, verse 12. Who has ascended up and together?
Mm-hmm.
Or descended? Who has gathered the wind in his face?
Mm-hmm.
Who has bound the water in a drum?
Mm-hmm.
Who has established all the ends of the earth?
Mm-hmm.
What is his name?
That's right.
And what is his bronze? Yes, I can tell.
So a question was put on the table. She said, what is his name? And he said, what is his son's name? If thou can tell. Okay, let's run over there, Mother D.F. Israel.
That's
big
talking
there. Give me, let's go to John, chapter 5. We'll pick it up at verse number 43.
Thanks, John.
Yeah, we're going to St. John chapter 5. We're going to pick it up in verse number 43. Remember, the question was raised. He said, hey, what's his name?
Yeah.
And he said, what is his son's name that thou can tell us?
Right.
So we're going to see, can we get this straight from out of the Bible, and then we can read and find out what is his name and what is his son's name.
You tell us the best. You can follow Yahweh.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to St. John chapter 5, and we're going to read verse 43.
St. John chapter 5, verse 43. I am come in my Father's name.
Come in his Father's name.
And you receive me not.
Uh-huh.
But if another shall come in his own name, him you will receive.
And today's time, everybody receives the name Lord God Jesus and every other name being put under the sun and given to me.
Yeah,
and that's the thing we're trying to find out here. He said, I come in my Father's name, and you receive me not. But one come in their own name, he said, you'll receive.
Yeah.
So we want to get a foundation to find out, what is his Father's name that he come in?
Mm-hmm.
That's what we want to find out. So right now we're going to go slide on over here. Mother Z, give me the book of Acts. I want you to pick it up at verse, give me verse chapter 3. Go to Exodus chapter 3. Give me verse 6. what it is. And we're going to read verse 6. We're going to verse 15 and verse 16. And then, Mother, you give me Isaiah 42, verse 8, Red. Let me know when you're there. Hallelujah.
Right before this map is right there.
And Malachi chapter 3, verse 6. It's not very powerful that he said in Malachi chapter 3, verse 6. Remember, he just told us, he said, this is my name forever. Mm-hmm. He said, this is my name to all generations, a memorial to all generations, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now let's see how Yahweh operates in Malachi chapter 3, verse 6.
Malachi chapter 3, verse 6.
Mm-hmm.
For I am Yahweh.
Yes, right.
I change not.
Change not.
Therefore, you sons of Israel are not consumed.
We're not consumed. So Yahweh said, hey, I don't change. So if he don't change, that means here, Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8, Mother B. If he don't change, that means he's in Hebrews chapter 13, verse number 8. What's going on in Hebrews chapter 13? Yes, ma'am. Verse number 8. In mind now, he said, I don't change. He said, this is my name forever. And he said, to all, a memorial to all generations. And this is the generation we live in today. Because the S.A., hey, they don't use that name today.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to make sure we find out close by. Mother E., when you get done, and we're going to get there, we're going to take our time to get there. I just want to get you a head start. We are going to bring that Titus 1 to us. Yes, ma'am. I just want you to get you ready for that. We're going to bring that Titus chapter 1. We're going to bring that verse 2 out. We're going to get there. We're going to slow stroke this back. Make sure you get it. Turn out of the stand.
This is real good. Make your BC right there.
Mel, we're going to, right now we're going over to read. Mel, don't change. So we're going to see what happened after you read Malachi chapter 3, verse 6. Now we're going to see if he's in Hebrews chapter 13, verse number 8, man. What do you read over there, Mother C?
Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 8. Yahweh
the
Son, the same yesterday,
mm-hmm.
and today, and forever.
So he said, I'm the same yesterday. He said, I'm the same today. And he said, I'm forever going to be the same.
Yeah.
So that means if he's the same, then what's going on in Titus chapter 1, verse 2? Yeah, I can read.
Romans 3, verse 4.
Hallelujah, I've won.
Make sure
we're
there now.
We must definitely go get there before we take off. We get Mother E all warmed up for it. Mother D.F. Ain't that Romans chapter 3, verse 4 out. We can get you ready for that.
Yeah.
We're going to go to Romans chapter 3, verse 4. Get you ready for that. While Mother Eagle bring that Titus 1 to us. We waiting on Sister S to get that back of the book. And that's Timothy, we'll get the Titus going on there. That's Attack Timothy. Get us the Titus going on. After that Attack Timothy, we get us some old Titus going on over there. We go on. Hallelujah, Yahweh, Mother E. Hallelujah,
Yahweh.
Yeah, what did he say over there? Remember how he operate now. He don't change. Keep that in mind. He don't change. He said, it's my name forever. To memorial to all generations.
Can you run?
Genesis 1:1. He said, I can't lie. I promised this before the world began. When was this?
That's just talking to devil.
What did he say in Genesis 1:1? That's the first chapter. And what happened in the first chapter? Mother Z.
Genesis.
Yes, ma'am. Hallelujah. What? Hallelujah, what?
Uh-huh.
And he said.
And he said.
And shall he not do as he said?
And shall he not do as he said? Uh-huh.
Or has he spoken?
Uh-huh.
And shall he not make it good?
So whatever he said, it's not, he's saying it's going to happen.
That's right.
He said that I'm not a man that he should lie. Now let's get a now let's find out. I want to go right to the point for time's sake, right? Because we want to make sure we lay this thing down. Now give me that Isaiah chapter 42 verse 8, Mother Eve, that you was holding from here. Then we're gonna bring something out here. We're gonna bring some good old information out. I need the Isaiah chapter 42 verse 8. And then Mother D.F. Israel, I want you to have some holy, folks. You always got to keep something in the check. I want you to have that Acts chapter 4, verse 12, folks. Or is it 11? I'm looking for it. You need an Acts chapter 4, verse 12. While we slide on over there, we get Mother E got that Isaiah 42 verse 8 waiting on me. We better get that going because we want to make sure we get a clear understanding about how this man operates with his neck.
Yeah,
no, man. I want you to have that waiting on me. I need one in. I always got to have one in the chat. You just hold that from that Acts chapter 4 verse 12, bro. You let Brother B.C. Israel see Roy. All right, Mother, bring that on now. Then Isaiah 42, verse 8.
Isaiah
42,
verse 8.
Yes, ma'am.
I am Yahweh.
Mm-hmm.
That is my name.
That is my name.
And my glory.
Uh-huh.
Will I not give to another?
Uh-huh.
These are my praise.
That's right.
Praise and
gift. That's right. Yahweh says, Right.
page 20. Look at your paperwork. I want you to turn me to page 20. And I want you to look at that spot that says Lord. That arrow is right there. The part that says Lord. I need you to read that for me. She's going to do some reading too. You going to see that one? There you go, right there. I need you to pick that out for me, Brother B.C. Israel.
Lord, one who has authority over persons or things, Yahweh is the...
Now, read it just the way it is.
Lord, God is the supreme authority. Jesus is leader during his ministry, and as the Son of God in the OT, Old Testament, when large and small capitals are used for Lord, the original Hebrew reads,
Y-H-W-H. That's right. Now, daily C-Test the grammar song. Now, we just come to find out what we just got done reading, that they said everywhere you see in the Old Testament, you see large and small capitals and used for Lord. The original Hebrew, the Semitic, the Shemitic, reads Y-H-W-H.
That's the
Shemitic. Now, what we want to do is, we want to find out about this big old long word that people are trying to play around with, say, Texas grammar talk.
Yeah.
You got some people out here and these other teachers say, oh, that's the mathematics word.
Mm.
Yeah, all right. It's a big old Greek word. Yeah, you hear all types of things with this word. That's just why it's a mathematical word or the big old Greek word.
Hallelujah.
This big long Greek word, they're trying to hide something from your eyes. Mm. So let's see what that says, sister. It's called tetragrammaton. That big old long Greek word called tetragrammaton. What does it read inside on page 30? You turn the page, you will see page 30 right there at the top. You can see an arrow next to it. It says tetragrammaton. All right. What does that read, please?
Four letters, Y-H-W-H.
No.
Name is not just no everyday
name.
That name is what?
Because of the reverence, the
divine name.
Who's not there to do out again?
Divine name.
Oh, so they know that name is what again?
Best of luck.
So he, who he talking to, Mother?
Israel.
And he told him to hearken, and he said, so you can live too. Now, what else he had to say in verse 2? What did he tell him?
Shall not ask unto the
word. Mm-hmm. Shall I do them now? He said, I do this. He said, you shall not what?
Ask unto the word.
What did he say after that?
Which I command you.
Mm-hmm. Neither shall you command out from him,
that you may keep the commandments of
Yahweh,
which I command you.
Okay, so please say again, Mother Eve. That's verse 2. One more time.
Verse 2.
Mm-hmm.
You shall not add
the words which I command you, neither shall you diminish out from it,
that you may keep the stirring
stuff
of Yahweh, your
Yahweh, without commandment. Now, he's just saying you should add to the word of Yahweh, nor diminish away from it. So he said, don't get away from your book, and don't add to your book. So let's get some historical facts to put on the table here that we can read. Now, Sister X, I need to use a good old vocals of yours. I need you to bring this out for me real loud and clear. And I want you to give me that part 2 right here. These are the historical facts about the name YHWH. Read that part out for me, please.
One thing that is clear is that the name is not the
Lord.
This is the title it's substituted for the name almost 7,000
Okay.
In other words, YHWH is removed 7,000 times and the Lord is added 7,000 times.
Mm-hmm.
This is manipulation.
What is it?
Manipulation.
Oh.
No matter how well intended, by the clear desire
right.
of God.
So this has, and he called it, and I'm gonna piggyback. So it's called, it says, the manipulation thing is a trick.
Yeah, that's a big word.
And you done play it on your mind.
So when he used L9 to emphasize YHWH, y'all probably you being what again? According to their own writing, what are you being? What's that big word we just got from him?
They've been manipulated.
So the ones that's not using the name and taking another name, they've been what? A little bit louder? According to that, they've been what? According to that,
they've been manipulated. Now, you've been manipulated when you use this name, right? Now, check this link out, right? And he also said something. He said this title is substituted. Now, let's, Mother D.F. Israel. Matter of fact, Mother D., let me see what he has to say about the titles in Joel chapter 32, verse 21. Give me verse 22. I'm going to book of Joel. And I want chapter 32, give me verse 21 and verse 22.
You know, I had a woman once from Capitol.
Uh-huh.
I was wondering, you manipulated me, so how did I feel today?
Now pay attention to what
Job, we're going to chapter 32. Job is, all right, there we go. We're going to Job chapter 32. We're going to verse 21 and verse 22. What do you have to say? Let's just get just shoot some up on there about this word time. Hallelujah,
Job. Job chapter 32, verse 21 and 22.
That's right.
Verse 21. Let me not, I pray you.
Except
any man person, person neither let me give
flattering
titles unto men.
Verse 22.
But I know not to give flattering
titles.
Very tired in so doing.
Doing my maker what?
Doing my maker would soon take me away.
So he say with these flattering titles that people like to use, he say my maker would soon take me away. He said, I know not to give them these flattering titles.
That's right.
So why, the man just said right there, he said, hey, these are flattering titles that you're giving me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm soon take you away if you use these flattering titles.
Mm-hmm.
And Lord God and Jesus and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
So, let's see what he had to say. I know you told something from your mother, D.F. Israel. Yeah, you hold that Acts chapter 4, verse number 12 for me. Yeah, and I want to pull something out. We'll get some more historical facts about this name, Jesus. As soon as the mother D.F. Israel bring me this out, we'll get some more historical facts about this name, Jesus, in a little while.
Acts chapter 4, verse 12.
Yes, ma'am. Going to Acts chapter 4, verse number 12. Yeah, y'all there? Mm-hmm. You there, sister?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. And then Mother E, give me that, give me that Exodus. Let me chapter, is it 23? Am I looking for Exodus? 24:13 I'm looking for? 23:13.
Yes,
all right, 23:13. Mother, he just had that ready for me. Just give you a heads up, cause we're gonna read some more historical facts before while we keep the ball game rolling. Now, Mother G.F. Israel, what did Yahweh have to say in the book of Acts chapter 4, verse number 12, please? I pull this historical fact now.
Acts chapter 4, verse 12.
Yes, ma'am.
Neither is there salvation in any other,
mm-hmm.
for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved.
Now, did you hear that right? There is none other name.
Yeah.
That means there is no other name under heaven given among man whereby we must be saved. So, let me pull out something here, and let me make sure I pull it out. Now, I want you to do some reading for me one more time, Sister Anne. I need you to focus real quick on this. Focus on this real fast, because this right here, remember, he just said, what did he say in Acts chapter 4, verse number 12?
Neither is there salvation.
So your salvation is on the line right now.
Mm-hmm. In any other. For there is none other name under heaven given among men, whereby we must be saved.
Let me get a precept now.
Mm-hmm.
Young lion,
So now, for him to say that boldly, he had to pull that from somewhere, Sister S.
That's right.
He had to pull it. We're going to look at 116, verse 13 of Psalms, and see what he pulled. He pulled back 1,000 years to make this statement. Let's see what he pulled back 1,000 years in 116:13. There, Sister S. He reached back 1,000 years to make that statement. 116:13 of Psalms, Sister S. What that say, Moses? 116:13 of Psalms. Now he's gonna reach back 1,000 years. And look what he come up with in 116:13.
116,
verse 13. I want to put that to let that ring in those ears over here. He reached back 1,000 years to come up with this statement.
Yeah. All right. All right.
I will take the cup of salvation.
Yes.
Call upon the name of the Lord.
No. It said Lord there, but when you word Lord, it means what again?
Yahweh.
No, nah, what?
I mean Yahweh.
Okay, I'll read it again, but that. No, we know that the word Lord is replacement for Yahweh, 7,000 times, right?
Yes.
So now read it again with that understanding. Well,
I will take the cup of the salvation,
yeah,
and call upon the name of Yahweh.
And call upon the name of who?
Yahweh.
How many letters is that?
Four
letters. So what name gives you salvation?
Yahweh.
How many letters is that?
Four
letters.
All right. Now, I want to add some historical facts to this. Now, I want you to read, read this part for me, right here. Pick it up, and I want to get an idea. I want to show you something about this name, Jesus, and how old it is.
Even now, some supposedly authorized versions of KJV are now printed Joshua in Acts 7. 45 instead of new 250-year-old substitute name Jesus.
Now, how old is the name Jesus?
250-year-old.
So we got a 250-year-old name Jesus.
So now you see why they ain't worried about Kyrie calling them. They don't worry about Kyrie. But when they start using that real name, they were about to use Lord God and Jesus. Because they know they gave you that name Jesus. How long was it since then?
250 years.
You see that? So that's why as long as you're calling on Jesus, you know Jesus and, you know, and all them names there. They ain't worrying about you with no names.
Yeah.
They don't want to give it to you.
They want to give it to us.
250 years ago.
250 years ago. So that means our fathers getting their back broke in. They wasn't even up.
The Bible been closed ever since 96 A.D.
Mm-hmm. Now, we want to add, I'm going to go ahead and read something out of the book of Isaiah. And hold that for me, Mother E. You still got to go to that Exodus chapter 23, verse number 13. But in the book of Isaiah chapter 46, I'm going to pick it up at verse number 22 and 23. Yeah, we're right down Isaiah chapter 46. I mean, chapter 45, sorry about that. Chapter 45. Now, matter of fact, I'm going to read down 21 down, and I'm going to read down so I get my point. It'll make it sound good. We'll pick it up at verse 21. Isaiah chapter 45. Isaiah 45. And we're going to pick it up at 21, 22, and 23.
See, we're gearing up for a major spiritual attack. We're gearing up now, Sister G, for a spiritual attack. We got to get all these ducks in the row.
All right. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 45, verse 21, reads, tell you, and bring them near, yet let them take counsel together. who have declared this from ancient times, who have told it from that time. Have not I, Yahweh? And there is no Yahweh. There is no Yahweh else besides me. A just Yahweh and a Savior. There is none besides me. Verse 22. Look unto me, and be you saved, all the ends of the earth. For I am Yahweh, and there is none else.
Yes, it
is. Verse 23. I have sworn by myself, the word is gone out of my mouth, and righteousness, and shall not return. That unto me every knee shall bow, every tongue shall swear.
You hear that tough talk, that's what that big talking right there. Now, precept that to Philippians 2, 9 through 11. Let's find what everybody can get their knee right on. Now, you go on the right side of the book of Philippians chapter 2, 9 through 11, and make sure BC is right there peeping at it. You're going to find out what name is this. Everybody going to get that knee right on. If you don't get it right now, you're going to get it right later. Philippians 2, 9 through 11. And then, the S I want you to have me a verse called 4 verse 6. Philippians. And I want you to have me Deuteronomy 6:4 and Zechariah 14 verse 9. And that should, now you'll be ready to go see somebody after you get up out of this place. You'll do it. Verse 1 9. Now, this was going to happen. And you tell me how 14 verse 1 ever happened.